if you would have told me when I was 12 years old and decided that I wanted to do this with my life, that I would be where I'm sitting right now, sitting next to the person I'm sitting next to right now, I would have told you to pinch me. Because the 12-year-old version of me would not have believed that I'd be sitting here with this headset on, sitting next to. And I don't care how long you've been a fan. Whoever introduced you to this game, if you're the new generation, if you are part of the old guard like I am, if I say to you, Saratoga, who do you think of when you say Saratoga? The only answer. There's only one answer. And it's Angel Cordero Jr. Pop, thanks for joining us this morning. That didn't go through. Go ahead. Nope, not working. This is amazing. Having trouble, technical difficulties here. Please stand by. All right. We're having some technical difficulties here with the with our second microphone. Not sure. Try it now, Angel. Go ahead, Pop.
Testing.
There we go.
There we go.
There's the testing.
I'm very proud to be here with you. I know you followed for a long time, and I know you for a long time. And I feel very comfortable to be next to you.
Yeah, this is, I'd say a dream come true, but again, it'll be the second corniest thing I did today. When you make the trip north every year, I'm sure the memories and the emotions just have to come just roaring back into your mind.
Well, it is my favorite place, so I was very lucky here, and I really like it. I think, you know, not because I was very lucky here. I think it's probably the best track in America. I used to love Aqueduct a lot, but, you know, this is my favorite. And I always think about winning when I come here.
Well, you were the king for, you had the most wins for a long time. What was your first memory of Saratoga?
Well, my first year in Saratoga was 1962, and I only lasted 4 days. Because I was galloping horse for Las Barreras, but I wasn't getting paid. I just wanted to ride. So I didn't have money to pay for the rent. I was splitting rent with three guys, and then I left. And I came back in 63, and I left again before a week. I 64, the same thing. I came in, and I never made it. Only 1 week, and I was gone again. And then 65 was my first time I rode a horse here. And 66, I did like this. And in 67, I got lucky. I don't know how. I won the title for first time in 1967. And I was shocked because I wasn't riding for none of the big outfit, you know. Larry Longshot, 99-1, 70-1.
Really?
One of them lucky years. And then I didn't win the title anymore. I either was suspended or hurt until 1974. So I thought I would never get back again, and I was very lucky. I got to win 11 on the road and 14 out of the last 13. So I'm very proud to be here.
11 in a row. What was that? What was that like? Did you when you came up here? And back then, I mean, you've probably better than anyone. You're almost like the historian of this place because you ruled this racetrack for the better part of 2.5 decades, and you've seen the town itself and the place go from literally a racetrack in the middle of nowhere to one of the biggest little cities in the country.
It is true. When I first got here, I remember people making the line to get the water and everything, and it was like an old town, you know, not many people. And they develop and so beautiful, you know. And every year, more people come, and every year, and I still think it's the best track in America.
Yeah, it's amazing up here. It's absolutely amazing up here. And now, the new leader, appropriately, is Johnny.
God rest his peace. He got 41 winner on 28 day because he used to be August 1st to August 28, and the closest I got was 39. So I used to ask him. I said, "What do you did to win all them races?" I said, "I can't believe it because I get lucky so many times, winning for so many years, and the closest I got was 39. So when I retired, it was something that I said, man, I wish I could have went over that record. And when I took Johnny, he was a year that we got very, very lucky. And he was like two races away to do it before the 28 days. So I went to the, I made a mistake. I went to the jockey and said, we need two winners to break the record. I don't care about record. I just want to ride. But he did. He had such a great meeting that then he broke his record, my record, and every record that was around, you know. And I love it. I love it because it was something that I didn't accomplish, and it looked like my soul went inside of him just to finish what I wanted it to do.
And you and Johnny have an amazing relationship. He is the all-time winningest rider at Saratoga. You got the green jackets. Both of you have your red jackets, And this place like I said, and, you know, you literally know me since the day I'm born. Anybody that says any other besides yours, when I say to them, who do you think of in Saratoga, I really consider stop talking to them, because that's the only answer is Angel Cordero.
Well, I'm very proud of that, and I appreciate, you know, that you feel that way, but
I'm not the only one, believe me.
I was only doing my job, Tony, you know, I just want to win, love winning.
What was your favorite memory up here?
It was so many, you know. I drag around for almost 5 years without winning a race here. It was I just ask God, please let me win one race.
And when you're going through that, Angel, let me stop you. When you're going through that, do you start to question whether or not you can do this?
I did for 4 years. Every time I went back, I didn't think I was made up for United States, you know. And could not do any good. I was doing good on my country. I came back here, and then when I went back to my country, I was doing terrible. So now I was like the guy that is trying to learn English and didn't learn it in between it, you know. But my biggest memory, I guess, had to be being inducted in the Hall of Fame.
Right across the street. Mm-hmm. Tell us about that day.
What I thought, it was never going to happen. A lot of people was getting inducted, and it came a year, I don't remember exactly the year, that I was nominated. And they changed the rule just like 2 or 3 months before that you had to be dead or retire for 10 years. So that I couldn't believe that happened to me. And then finally, 1988, I got inducted.
31 years in the Hall of Fame. 31 years. And you wound up riding for four full years, three full years after you were inducted?
Well, yeah, I got hurt in 1991.
91. That was one of the worst days I was ever. I'm sure it was one of the worst days you were at the racetrack. Yeah. It was one of the worst days I ever remember being at Aqueduct. One of the worst days ever at the racetrack. And then I remember all the comebacks. Tried the training, and then you and Johnny. You know, in a business, and I know the relationship's different, but in a business where jockeys sometimes change agents like their underwear. You guys have been together 20 years.
Well, nothing. He started riding in 88, I think, or something like that.
No, 1990.
90, okay.
Because he rode the first horse he rode here for my father.
For your father,
Rockville,
yeah.
Rockville Center.
And then I think in 2001 or something like that, I started working for him.
So 17.
But I'm lucky that he's like my son, because I really try to get him away from me, you know. Just remember that you never have a year that you do good all year around. You got good part, bad part, slow month, good month. But save me that... That he's like my son, you know, and that saved me, because otherwise I would have lost him. But it's probably the longest marriage in the race.
I can't think. I was thinking about it last night when you and I yesterday, we finalized the time yesterday afternoon. I was trying to think of one. I don't think there's any other.
We last a long time, a long, long, long time. And hopefully I do the same with Manny when Johnny retired. You know, hopefully I could stay with him.
Talk about Manny a little bit. I was talking with Chad Brown about him yesterday. You know, for the last year, and for me, and you know, I'm not afraid to say my opinion. Mm-hmm. Pound for pound, I think Manny Franco is the best rider in the country.
Well, thank you for the compliment.
That's my
from you. I really take him very highly, because you know your business.
That's my opinion. But the last year and a half, he's really started to come into his own.
Well, we start getting lucky to ride for the alpha that win races, and that's the name of the game. He's very popular with the little guy because he rides so hard for second, third, fourth, and fifth, and they loved it because he never gives up. He never give up on a horse. He's always trying and trying. But he had gained a lot of experience and a lot of knowledge, and a lot of people liked him. He's very humble and easy to work for it. No complaint. I rode for a long time and I was a pain. I don't want to do this and I don't want to do that. Manny, 5'10 and 5'30, top place, okay. He don't ask me for who, what. And he gets from 5, 6, 7 horses in the morning, almost every day.
For a guy that won 250 races last year, that's a lot of horses to still be getting on.
Yeah, he gets on a lot of horses. And we was doing very, very good, but he caught 2 suspension back to back. And it's like getting shut up in a race. He, you know, went back from the top to the almost to the bottom of the 10. But hopefully we'll have a good meeting over here. Last year we started very, very slow. He got hurt. And then all of a sudden at the end, we wind up finishing third, which is that's a big accomplishment in Saratoga.
Yeah.
But the Colonial rider right now is tough. As tough as when I was riding. Right now we got probably, I'm not bragging, but I take from New York 10 or 11 riders that they could be leading riders anywhere.
Yeah, this is a tough. Now, it's funny because for you to say that, I mean, especially up here, all of those years you won the title, everybody came because people don't remember in California for a very long time, namely the years you were riding, Del Mar was considered a B track. Del Mar wasn't like Santa Anita, like Hollywood Park. Nobody cared about Del Mar.
That's right.
So everybody came here and you rode against, I mean, there were, you look at some of the old programs and overnights. Every rider's in the Hall of Fame in these races that you rode against up here.
Yes, they are. And California was a time when they had the toughest colony, when every rider there, it was Shoemaker and Lafitte and McCarron and Sandy Holly and Gary Stevens and Mahark and all them guys together, the Sermon, they all together, they was tough to beat them when you start going there because the customers over there, they very loyal to them. So, you know, but right now here in Saratoga, it's probably the same thing that happened in California at that time. We got the best riders in the world here. And the problem is that they're all young. They're all in the 20s. Like Luis Saez, Cancel, Luis Reyes, Manny, Iraq, Jose, Dylan David. They're all in the 20s. It's not like you're dealing with a guy that is 30, 40, that you don't want to ride the car. These kids want to ride the car. They go on day off to Philadelphia to ride.
They're crazy.
They gallop horses. I see them galloping horses, you know. And they love the racetrack. They live for this, and that makes them stronger. You know, when you get an opponent that is hungry, talented, and got the tools, that makes them very strong because they're very good riders, both of them.
With all the success you've had up here, Johnny's probably a little different now because Johnny has had so much success up here. But with somebody like Manny, you try to give them little tricks of the trade, little pointers, especially up here?
Yeah, we talk about Saratoga. I told him, but Saratoga now is a normal track. It was a time when Saratoga was dead on the inside. And you had to guess that from the first race. But I was there for so long. I for some reason, I could just look at the track when I was riding and can tell what was the deepest part or not. And that helped me a lot.
How were you able to tell?
I know the way the track it looks. I'm being in there all the time. Plus, I never went home after workout. I'll hang around the backside and watch the harrows going down. Every day, they scrape the rail, you know. And I kept looking and looking at them. And I have a friend that used to work driving the tractors. And sometimes on the day off, I said, can I ride with you? And I go riding right there,
really?
Asking him questions, you know. And it was a time when in the jockey room, they have this, like a map, numbers, when they have the measure of the track. I don't see them anymore.
No.
I don't know. They change
like the variant and the...
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they tell you every pole like that. And it was pretty close to what you really need. But I got to know the track. I will get in the parade and look at the track and, oh, I got to stay away from the fence today. And, you know, like, we always create opinion. If the horse on the first way goes to the lead and stop and some and win, right away they go to the part on the ten and say, speed no good. Get away from the fence. They only run one race. You know? But, you know, you don't really realize how the track is until you ride three or four races on it. We only guess in the first two or three races.
That's good. That's good advice for the fans out there.
The normal thing is that the speed horse is on the fence. And if he stuck, he's died there.
I try to explain
that. And horses that come from behind, 8 out of 10, is going to come around. So it's not like the track is no good on the inside of the speed. It takes a long time to find out. But, you know, when you go to the paddle and the trainer says, you stay away from the fence, and you in there and you get beat, even if you got no excuse, you're not going to ride that horse back. But I used to go to the paddle on, here in Saratoga and said, give me a chance to ride in my way, and if I don't do good, fire me.
What's your most, I don't want to say your favorite memory, what's your most memorable moment up here? Because I've heard more Cordero stories in Saratoga than my mind can... Then my mom from Dr. Bernie, who used to be my Dr. Bernie Abramovich, who used to be a Pinkerton up here, everybody has a Cordero story from Saratoga.
Well, you know, it's such a hard thing to pick one good memory for so many that I got. But I guess, like I said, inducted in the Hall of Fame because my daughter born at the same time, the same day.
What about on the track?
On the track, I guess it was... winning the Travers. I rode the Travers so many times, maybe 19 or 20 times, and I rode some good horses in the Travers and could not win it. And I was getting to the end of my career, and I said, man, I would be ashamed that I made so many, you know, records here and win so many races here and everywhere, and I could not win the Travers. And I rode some good horses. I did rode some good horses. Got second like six or seven times. So when I won the driver in Chief Crown, it was like a big blow out of my back. I said, now I can die and
85?
Don't be ashamed. No, that was, I think, 89 or 89, I think. Maybe. No,
89 was easy goer.
So it was...
I'm going to look that up.
No, or 85, maybe. Yeah, 85 because...
85, right?
That was the derby for Spend the Buck, yeah. I don't know. When I came here to work. You know, everybody went one party and everybody went. I didn't take it off. I did the same thing they all did. I came on my day and I gallop horses and you know, I was there at all time and I knew every horse and I knew every trainer. It was certain trainers that no one around me, so that was kind of handicap. But I keep getting lucky all the time. You got to get lucky. You have to have talent, but you got to be lucky too.
The King. There's nothing else to say. The King of Saratoga. You will always be the King of Saratoga.
Well, that's a big. I don't know, big title for me.
When Mike Pena asked me to host this show this morning, the first person that came, I'm getting Angel. And I was going to ask you last year, and we had a power outage. Last year was a complete mess. It was a complete mess, and I was going to ask you last year. I wound up hosting it on accident last year. I was going to ask you last year. When he asked me this year, I said, I'm going to have the King and the President. Dave O'Rourke's going to stop by later. I said, I got to have the King and the President on the same show. So, Angel, this means more to me than you could ever know. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, and I hope everybody comes to the races.
Have a great meet. Good luck with Johnny.
So.
Good luck with Manny.
I hope so. Thank you very much.
Enjoy. All right. We'll see you at Nove one of these nights.
Anytime.
All right. Thanks, Pop. The King of Saratoga. The only King of Saratoga. I don't care who has red jackets. I don't care who has the records. There's only one King of Saratoga, and it is Angel Cordero Jr. Like all of our guests, Angel will get a gift card from Embrace the Race. Embrace your passion over at embracetherace.com.